Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin. Today on the show, as I said yesterday, Carmelo Anthony just came out and said the thing that people, for whatever reason, are reluctant to say, calling LeBron James the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm here to tell him, yeah, that's about right. So you got to start here by acknowledging every superstar who has ever played for a team, probably since Magic, I would say, has had some kind of pull, maybe even before Magic. But I know with Magic, Magic kind of sticks out to me because of the whole Norm Nixon situation back in the day. But every superstar since that time or around that time has had some kind of pull in the organization. Some players yield or that pull and just let their team go about their business. Tim Duncan kind of comes to mind in that regard. Other players really use that pull and command power over the organization. And LeBron James is at the opposite end of, I would say, Tim Duncan of that spectrum. And so it's you have to start any conversation about LeBron James and the pull he has over the Lakers by saying or stating the obvious that, yeah, all these superstars do. It's just, it's a little different. And anybody who claims it isn't, I don't think is either being genuine, intellectually honest there, or has been paying attention. The reporting on LeBron's relationship with Clutch Sports is obviously very murky, and we're just never going to get full reporting on that. Reporters have too much at stake in regards to access and scoops and stuff like that. So the reporters who would get, who would have full knowledge of what that would, what that looks like, what that relationship is actually like, that's just not going to see the light of day. And even there, I don't think there is a reporter out there who does know fully how that relationship actually works. What we can parse, though, is that LeBron and Clutch have a very different relationship than any other agency and star player. There are players who are the best players at their agency. There are stars that are the biggest stars at their agency. But it's still not quite the same when it comes to LeBron and Clutch. And so, as a result, you know, When Carmelo Anthony says that, yeah, LeBron is the GM here, I would imagine LeBron wants the same kind of relationship with the Lakers as he has with Clutch Sports. And we even saw Rich Paul refer to the Lakers as his team, right? Basically saying he has, I think at the time, 7 players on the Lakers. And so, yeah, there's very clearly a even amongst other superstars, LeBron's power over the Lakers is significantly more obvious. And look, that's what the Lakers signed up for. When LeBron came to the Lakers or signed with the Lakers, the understanding there was that he and Magic Johnson were going to work side by side. And when Magic Johnson stepped away after that first season, There was a pretty obvious and significant power void that was there that needed to be filled. And I think in this case, LeBron just assumed that power. Yes, Rob Pelinka was promoted. Rob Pelinka is the vice president of basketball operations. But at the end of the day, LeBron came to the Lakers to work with Magic and build winners with Magic. Magic steps away. Rob Pelinka is the next man up. And Rob Pelinka, I think, assumes that job knowing that, yeah, I'm going to work with LeBron here. And basically, what LeBron says is going to go. Again, this is just my speculation. There is some reporting that has been done on this, but a lot of this is just sequence of events. So that's how it looks at the beginning of Rob and LeBron's relationship. Then they make the Anthony Davis trade. They win a championship. That relationship is now fruitful. And so they basically say, well, why fix what isn't broken? And I think to this point, Rob has made it particularly clear that LeBron and Anthony Davis now are loud voices in the room when it comes to Lakers personnel. And after that, you know, it just becomes of, well, how loud are they? And especially how loud are they in comparison to you? And again, the fact that Carmelo Anthony is just out there saying this as lackadaisically as he is tells you that people around the league acknowledge this as well. This is just how the Lakers are operating. And now some GMs aren't comfortable with that. I think it's kind of a credit to Rob Pelinka that he knows this is how it's going to work if he wants to stay in power with the Lakers. And if he wants to continue to work with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, this is how it's going to work. There are some GMs out there whose egos might have gotten in the way there. And I think to Rob Pelinka, former agent's credit, he understands, all right, got to go along to get along, right? And so whatever the phrase is. And given the fact that the Lakers have won a championship, I don't think he's complaining much. Now, look, there are some inherent issues with an athlete being the de facto GM, right? The athlete is focused on being the athlete. They aren't going to have the time or energy to fully scout the best options out there on the league. And in past years, we've seen examples of former players back when the league was more run basically predominantly by former players. There would be blind spots because players valued the experience that they had going against certain players or playing with certain organizations. And that's not to say that executives who aren't former players don't have their own blind spots. They totally do. I think analytically inclined executives too heavily favor those analytics and get caught up in trying to make everything fit, you know, square pegs, round holes and all of that, just because the numbers say the two players say they are going to work. Basketball doesn't necessarily work like that. But still, you are still seeing some of those examples, you know, so you had the era where the league was more run by former players, and then that kind of dissipated as more owners favored more analytically driven executives. And now I think you're starting to see that swing back a little bit more where more former players are getting some of these executive jobs again. James Jones just freaking killed it with Phoenix as an example. But James Jones isn't currently playing for the Phoenix Suns. So I'm sure part of what Rob Pelinka is kind of asked to do is, hey, go find me some candidates here, you know. And I think when it comes to the candidates that Rob Pelinka is looking for, I think he might have some blind spots too. We've seen all of the former Lakers that we saw come back into the fold here. And we'll see how it all plays out, by the way. Like, it might be that they have those blind spots and it works out. That's possible, right? The poor process leads to good results all the time. And I'm not even out here calling it necessarily poor process. It is just a process. LeBron is kind of the de facto president of basketball operations. Anthony Davis has some say too. And then Rob Pelinka makes happen what those guys want to have happen. And this is how the Lakers are working. And look, if that's what it takes to bring LeBron James into the fold and then get him to, you know, work a little bit behind the scenes to make it easier for you to land a player as talented as Anthony Davis, then you do whatever the hell you have to make it happen. That's how this works. And any team who isn't operating that way right now, and look, we are heading into CBA negotiations where some of the superstar empowerment might change a little bit. But for right now, if your team has the opportunity to function the way that the Lakers are and are choosing not to, then it's stupid on their part. You work with the superstars so long as it helps you get said superstars. Gerson Rosas is the now former lead executive of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He has been dismissed. Alex Rodriguez is on his way in there as owner, and I'm sure owners want their guys in charge there. The timing of it is just brutal. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. In terms of stuff on the site itself, Darius wrote a fantastic article about Anthony Davis playing the five and how, despite his unwillingness or lack of desire to play at the five, it's kind of sort of out of his hands given the way that the roster has been put together. So check that out. I'm about to record a podcast with Sabrina Merchant in which I'm sure she and I will spend some time laughing about Doc Rivers, David Griffin, and now Gerson Rosas. We'll see how all this stuff goes. Until tomorrow, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a good one.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.